with a look at Radio on the Go Sports for a Thursday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens. Good morning to you and happy Thanksgiving. Let's take a look at what is going on in sports from over the weekend, or just yesterday, that is. Seems like we're in the weekend already, as the Northern Iowa Panther men's basketball team out-rebounded North Carolina in the first half, but struggled to slow down the number 14 Tar Heels three-point shooting in the second period as the Panthers dropped their opening game of the Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlantis on Wednesday in men's basketball. Northern Iowa shot a season-best 60% from the floor in the opening half, grabbing an early 10-2 lead on the Tar Heels in the battle of one of the least penalized teams in the nation. The Panthers drew 11 fouls from North Carolina and executed in rebounding the ball against a sizable opponent. Jacob Hudson tallied 9 first-half points and made 5 free throws as Nate Heisey, Kyle Polk, and Bowen Bourne all knocked down a 3-point basket apiece. UNC would take the lead just over 6 minutes to go in the half, but UNI's defense and free-throw shooting put a late scoring period surge in from Bourne, pushing the Panthers ahead and giving the Purple and Gold a 6-point lead at the break, 41-35, but North Carolina would turn the tables in the second half, go on a run, hit a number of 3-pointers, and it would be a once again, a big win for the UNI, or for the Northern Iowa Panthers, loss, that is, to the Tar Heels on the Battle for Atlantis, and they will come back and play today again in that tournament in the Bahamas. Now, Northern Iowa against Drake for the Missouri Valley Conference Championship in volleyball, and went 5 sets, and Northern Iowa pulls it out 3-2 versus Drake, so UNI is the MVC Tournament Volleyball Champions yesterday and for 2023. The Iowa men's basketball team is in San Diego for the Rady Children's Invitational. The Hawkeye men open Thursday afternoon today against Oklahoma. Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey says holiday tournaments are always a good test.
And everyone I've been in has been well run. There's really good teams, really good coaches. And you get an opportunity to play those teams in November. You kind of have a feel for what your team is, what it will become, but you find out, you know, in these games.
McCaffrey says these tournaments prepare teams for what is ahead.
And I think everybody else looks at it the same way, because I think you see different styles, different coaching styles, that, you know, not only prepares you later on for maybe the NCAA tournament, but also for conference play.
Oklahoma is 4-0, and Sooner coach Porter Moser has a lot of new faces on the team. The Hawkeyes will play either Seton Hall or USC Friday afternoon. Drake will be a decided underdog on Saturday when the Bulldogs visit 8th-ranked North Dakota State in the opening round of the FCS playoffs. The Bulldogs played at North Dakota State to open last season, and this year played 2-ranked FCS foes in non-conference play.
Beyond, you know, creating great memories for our team and being able to play in fun environments, you know, we've gone against the best of the best this year. So in week 3 we played South Dakota State, and they're the 1 seed in the tournament, and North Dakota is another high seed.
And that's Drake coach Todd Sepsis, by the way, who says to make a game of it, the Bulldogs must keep the offense on the field.
Can we avoid the minus plays, and then can we convert third downs and make sure those third downs are manageable? You know, if we're starting to get in a bunch of third and longs, you know, they just have great speed and they've got a great pass rush. But if we can, you know, get in some third and mediums, third and shorts to where we can keep them off balance a little bit and convert and stay on the field and control the clock, that'll keep us in the game.
Of course, the Iowa Hawkeye football team is getting ready for a big weekend contest, actually on Friday with Nebraska. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says it's back to business with the Cornhuskers. Ferentz gave the team an extra day to enjoy the 15-13 win over Illinois, a victory that clinched a spot in the Big Ten championship game.
This team's changed so much since September. And, yeah, we were playing statistically good defense back then, but we're playing so much better now. And, that's game to game, too. We got another challenge here. But the whole team has just improved and grown. And, you know, you develop a level of trust with anybody, and the team's the same way. So, first of all, they earned it. And then, secondly, I figured they could handle it.
Ferentz is confident there will not be a letdown against the Huskers.
You know, and I may be wrong right now, but one thing I'll be surprised if we're not focused and playing hard on Friday. And part of that survival instinct, because we have no other choice. We're not going to line up and just beat people. Like, we can't do that, and our guys know that.
Kickoff is tomorrow at 11 a.m. And let's get to the scorecard for today on this Thursday. Not a lot going on, obviously, on the holiday, but there is college basketball that is happening. And, again, Iowa State against VCU. Again, Iowa State in the ESPN Events Invitational in Florida, in Kissimmee, Florida. The Cyclone Men against VCU. 4:30 tip-off, 3:30 pregame. Tune it in right here on KLMJ on this Thanksgiving Day. We mentioned the Iowa Hawkeye Men against Oklahoma. That's a 2 o'clock tip-off out in San Diego in that tournament. And the Northern Iowa Panthers are in action again today in the battle for Atlantis at Paradise Island, Bahamas for today. More sports can be found at radioonthego.com. As always, here again, it is a holiday. We thank you for tuning in for today. And don't forget, we have a lot of special things coming up this weekend with the Black Friday remotes tomorrow and a whole lot more. So tune that in here on KLMJ along with the Giving Tuesday Radiothon on 104.9 KLMJ with the Youth for Christ. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting again. Have a very blessed Thanksgiving Day here from KLMJ.